I'm gonna huff and puff and I'll blow your house down.
Ah, Wolfie, give it away.
I don't get it. I blew down the other little pigs' houses easy.
Yeah, I know. If only they'd used Hayden frames and trusses.
Well, there's the bride, she's gorgeous, the groom as well. Oh, there's me, third pew from the front, positively glowing, girls.
Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down thy hair that I might climb the golden stair.
Okay, but it'll do you no good. You see, the tower roof won't support your weight.
You mean I'm too fat?
My name is Monsieur Mange Tout. How you say, Mr. Eat-All? I hold the world record for eating the automobile. You find it a little hard to swallow? No, pistache.
Algebra. What's that all about, eh? A plus B equals C? What's this? Where's the numbers? Why do I need algebra? I'm never going to go there.
For the holiday of a lifetime, dive Vanuatu. And you don't even need to bring your scuba gear with you.
Of all the white sandwich breads, only one has this. The National Heart Foundation endorsement. Because only one has the nutrition of Kelly's.
Kellogg's new purple Fruit Loop formula's been stolen. Find the thief and enter the draw to win one of 2,000 spy cameras. Or drive away this fantastic purple patrol car. See special packs for details.
Now the white people ask me about the dream time. What does the dream time mean to your people? Well, the dream time means everything. You got the great serpent come and start everything in the world. You got the dreams written on the rocks, blown on the wind.
What's in a name? Everything I say. William Shakespeare would not be the same if he was William Waver Nulla Nulla, or even Shakespeare Williams. If Tennessee Williams was Alabama Williams, would we have a streetcar named Shirley? What if Shakespeare was really Bacon, and if Bacon was crackling, do we blame Browning or Burns, perhaps? Robbie Burns, George Burns, Burns, Philp, and Rome Burns, while Nero fiddles, fiddle-dee-dee, fiddle-dee-die, to die, to sleep, a chance to dream. And what the dickens am I talking about, may you well ask? Well,
don't worry, little pussycats. Your colds will vanish just like that. A sprinkle of my magic moonbeam. You'll be well and your coats will bleed.
We're here to make you money.
Make you money.
Help make that business grow.
Make it grow.
So don't you hang around that dunny.
Around the bar.
Cause you don't want to miss the show.
Now, some folks have asked me how the legendary Will McCoy would feel about his real McCoy bourbon being mixed in cola and put in a can. Well, excuse me, but you know as well as me that Will was an inquisitive man.
Will? Right. Hey, a funny thing happened on the way in tonight. This 13 or 14-year-old chick comes over and says, "Oh, please, mister, I haven't had a bite in 3 days, so I've bit her."
Hello, I'm Peter Kundal, and there's nothing I like better than gardening. Apart from stripping off me Wellington boots and immersing my entire body in a wheelbarrow full of manure. I have no idea why.
Girls, you've got to get to Bones real soon to check out the greatest range of Amco peaches in the West. Bones Peaches Parlors. A girl's just got to get there.
Deanne, where are you, Deanne? Gosh, darling, what are you doing clinging to the inside of that volcano?
I dropped my handbag.
Oh, I see. It didn't by chance have my camera in it, did it, darling?
No, but it contained all our American Express traveler's checks.
Oh, dear. Never mind, darling. Just hold on and I'll duck over to American Express. There are over 1,700 offices worldwide, you know, and they can replace our traveler's checks in no time.
Richard!
I used to be a soprano. A lethargic lap cat hanging around the house all day.
Our baby gorilla's turning one, and we're giving away over $70,000 worth of prizes.
Welcome. Here we use ancient techniques to transcend worldly wants. Ah, you are just in time for our chanting.
Of course I come home drunk. Of course I kick down the door. Of course I strangle a cat. Of course I drown the budgie. I love you, you twat!
I'm Dicky, the lily-pilly yowie.
almost a wombat, not quite. Yes, I'm ditty, and I don't like the city.
You know, in Australia, they just love American movies, TV shows, and cartoons. But one thing they don't like is the way you guys do Australian accents. I mean, you're not just bad, you really suck. Sometimes you got a splash of Cockney in a voice, mate, all the way through to a large bit of South African.
I'm a sparkle in a waterfall, a bubble in a brook. I'm Squish, the Fiddlewood Yowie, and if you want me, you know where to look.
I would say the Stones were the most outrageous band ever. One night, Keith Richards sent me out to get 2 pints of blood and a 10-foot-long hot dog. Now, all of us except him knew that only one of them goes into a vein.
Hey, knackers, throw that sheep on the back of the ute, will you? Close. Try again.
This one here is Big Bertha. You can barbecue a cow on the hoof if you wanted to. Smiths, they're too good.
How do you make Tasmania's biggest selling classifieds twice as good?
Ah, that's enough out of you, Mr. Shiny Trousers. I'm thinking it's plank walking time.
That's great.
Take a trip down memory lane that'll blow your mind with the Spirit of 76.
Hey.
Then get set for some survival tips with Lassie and Timmy and Lassie's Great Adventure.
It's Ambassador January clearance. 10 to 30% off all tiles and all the pivers.
So he said play an E-flat, and I did, and it was.
So, how long have you been having this hallucination?
If you are among the very young at heart.
Actually, my preference is for Mel Torme. Oh, yeah.